concern the main concept of the librarian's approaches to faculty members in order to build collaboration. Proactive approaches are the opposite of responsive approaches, in which librarians wait for requests given from faculty members. Librarians confirm whether faculty members could introduce learning support into their courses or not after librarians realize faculty members' potential needs. Most faculty members do not think that learning support is the top of their priorities in their courses. Therefore, librarians should anticipate what faculty members need before approaching them. Customized approaches is one of the substantial components of proactivity. The purpose of customized approaches is to design each course in order to attain the learning objectives. According to the previous library director, Evan Farber, the assumption is based on the concept that the customized learning support becomes relevant for the students. It takes advantage of students' real interests, which are getting better grades and saving time. Customized approaches has properties such as learning support, focused on research assignments, support in specific topics, and support at teachable moments. Learning support, focused on research assignments, is in the dimension of targets of learning support. Support in specific topics in the dimension of content of learning support. And support at teachable moment in the dimension of timing of learning support. I will explain these three properties in the following. Learning support focused on research assignments is the dimension of targets of learning support. It ranges from one textbook-based learning to inquiry-based learning. As I mentioned earlier, the educational objective of the college is to acquire ways of knowing. Therefore, inquiry-based learning is introduced into many courses. Librarians focus on providing learning support mainly for the courses with assignments, including inquiry-based process, such as research papers and project works, because their potential informational needs would be higher than others. There are mainly two types of courses which librarians think of as the targets of learning support, which is course-related instruction. One is courses whose assignments include research work, such as papers and project works. Students are expected to explore and assess various kinds of information concerning their topics in order to complete the assignments. In course of ecological biology and genetics and evolution, which are entry level courses on biology, students are required a 5-page research paper citing 5 to 10 primary sources. In the learning support provided by librarians, students learn how to choose topics and assess primary resource in the fields and on relevant annual review publications. When librarians decide on courses in which they provide learning support, they access the campus course schedule on the web. From there, they extract the courses with research work from the courses in the fields, which the librarian covers. After that, librarians ask if faculty members who teach these courses would like to introduce learning support into the courses. This is one type that librarians focus on providing learning support for certain courses. The other type is courses, as it is learning objectives are the development of student research skills, such as courses of interpretive practices, the alumni seminars, and comparative research. They are first-year courses. The courses were introduced in 2003 when the college renewed the curriculum. The decision to provide learning support in these courses was based on the librarian's idea that these courses are the ones in the new curriculum most closely related to library use. The purpose of interpretive practices is for students to acquire general methods of interpretation in reading, writing, and classroom discussion that provide a basis for skills they will continue to develop throughout their lives. Students choose among topics and are expected to sharpen interpretive reading skills for analyzing and interpreting different kinds of texts, strengthening interpretive general skills required for coherence and clarity in written expression, communicate intelligently and effectively both in writing and through participation in group discussion, become better, more constructive and more open-minded listeners, and develop skills that support and enhance lifelong learning and engaged, committed citizenship. Research works are required in these courses. The other two courses also have similar objectives and works. Librarians regard these courses as inquiry-based and ask us if faculty members would like to introduce learning support into the courses, same as the former. Learning support is not provided when faculty members do not need it. Librarians do not try to persuade faculty members to introduce learning support into their courses because they think the students could have many other opportunities to take learning support in the curriculum. Support in specific topics is located in the dimension of contents of learning support. It ranges from general topics to specific topics. Support in specific topics means that learning support is provided regarding specific topic of the assignments because it is more motivating to students and faculty members than regarding general topics. Librarians explain how to retrieve information on the topic and make pathfinders suitable for completing the assignment. This results in better students' learning. In order to provide learning support in specific topic, librarians should be familiar with the topics. They usually gain relevant information not only by reading the syllabus, but also by asking faculty members about the topics through emails and conversations. There is an example of the alum seminars, the teacher of which specialized in German and German literature. The topic of the assignment is Blues Identities, Vienna circa 1900s. The librarian introduced books and reference books concerning the topic, showed the location of the reference books of the topic on the shelves, and explained how to retrieve information using the keyword of the topic. Learning support in a specific topic is more appreciated by students and faculty members. In a student's focus group interview, there were comments such as hearing what each one of our research topics is and then specifically helping us. I think I'm going to explain 10 more minutes, I think. And support at teachable moments is located in the dimension of timing of learning support. It ranges from before term start to after term's finish. Support at teachable moment means to provide learning support when students prepare to learn how to search materials and databases. The moment is the certain time just after students decide their topics for the assignments and before start actively to conduct the assignments. Librarians intend to provide learning support at teachable moments because they think the moment is extremely important to provide learning support based on their experiences. However, there are most faculty members who think learning support should be provided at the first class. Librarians know that students are not ready to learn how to start such databases at that time. According to the interview of the previous library director, that is no point to come in the beginning of the class. Students are not interested in learning at that time. Students are not interested in library in that time, at that time. Only interested is when they need information, usually after they're choosing the topic to work on. Then you can talk about how to find information. Through the pre-meetings with faculty members, librarians ask faculty members to provide learning support at that specific moment. When the instructor assigns plural inquiry-based works, learning support is provided just after the topic of the first inquiry-based assignment has been decided. There are a few examples in a course of the alum seminars assigned for research papers. The learning support was provided at the 8th class because students had decided their topics for the first research paper at the 7th. In a course of interpretive practices assigned for research papers, but the first three papers are not inquiry based. So the learning support was provided just after the topic of the fourth paper has been decided. There is a comment of a faculty member. Since students have already begun to think about specific topics, this is a teachable moment. They are ready for librarians to introduce the sources that will help them to answer the questions they have already begun to formulate. At this point, they are also ready to appreciate the importance of a well-thought-out search strategy. As a result of these approaches, faculty members realized that the quality of student performance was improved and that librarians could be helpful for students and faculty members. Therefore, faculty members have recognized that librarians are important factors in learning and teaching. Furthermore, faculty members have been satisfied with the interaction between their course learning and lab use and collaborating with librarians in their courses. Consequently, in 2003, course-related instruction was provided 183 times. The administrators of the college have also recognized the educational role of libraries and treated the library in the budget more than before. And summary and areas of further study and summary. In section 3 and 4, I explained causal conditions, contexts, and phenomena. And in section 4, I also explained action strategies based on the frame. Intervening conditions and consequences of the frame are not subjects of this presentation. As a result, the following have been reviewed. Alam College is a small and highly competitive liberal arts college. Since the educational objective of the college is ways of knowing, many faculty members introduced inquiry-based learning into their courses. Students were not familiar with how to use information in effective ways, even though using valuable resources is inevitable in order to successfully complete the assignments. Librarians have to spend much time and energy in order to respond to rudimentary questions. Faculty members did not encourage students to use libraries nor ask librarians. Librarians regard themselves as facilitators in the college education and intend to work with faculty members under the concept of a proactive approach. One of the substantial components of proactivity is customized service, customized approaches. Customized approaches has properties such as learning support focused on research assignments, support in specific topics, and support at teachable moments. Finally, I'm explaining about the areas for the future study. Before closing my presentation, I would like to point out the areas left for further study. The approaches mentioned above are focused on individual courses and that part of the whole approaches. This model is neither generalized nor applicable to every context. Other models and its interpretations are not excluded. Areas of future study are as follows. To explain the second question in different viewpoints, such as teaching support for faculty members. To analyze the relationship between categories, strategic approaches and intervening conditions, which is the third question. To compare the model of Alam College with other models and provide an applicable theory. And to compare the generalized model explored in this research with other grounded theories in library and information science and non-profit organizations. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention.